aggression is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
You sounded frighteningly cheerful.
Yeah. I'm in a good mood. Had a relaxing day. Ankle's not broken.
Oh, good.
Went to the doctor on Friday. Got a nice little X-ray there. Looks fine.
Huh. The psychic said there's a fracture, though. She was sure of it.
Well, she said there'd be a crack in it somewhere. Yeah. Shocking.
Shocked.
Shocking. Had a interesting time in the doctor's office. And Drew, you tell me. The doctor was perfectly friendly, but you tell me if there's some etiquette problem.
Boundary issue?
Yeah.
He wants to talk about the man show?
It was a she.
Oh.
So already, I took everything with a grain of salt. Yeah, sure, sweet pea. This ain't a broken nail, sweetie. I turned an ankle here.
All right.
But she was telling me, she was, manipulating my my ankle, which does not look good. And now it's got black and blue and stuff. Mm. She commented that I had a very high threshold for pain.
Mm-hmm.
I just told her I was numb. she kept feeling, prodding and pushing. And
meantime, you're intoxicated or what?
I was just sitting there. It didn't hurt.
Right.
But it still felt... See, when you have a chick doctor, you can't go, oh, wow, no. You got to sit there and go, yeah. You got to be like Patrick Swayze when he got the stitches in Roadhouse. You got to have your game face on. You can't crap yourself when she twists your ankle a little
pretty
bit.
Good spin on it, too. I'm numb.
I'm numb, baby. It's part of the job.
So what happened?
So I get by. So So I get the X-ray, and a couple of things. First off, those X-ray technicians, they're always crazy guys. There's two types of male nurse.
They're not a nurse.
Well, not X-ray technician. This guy was a male nurse, essentially, did the X-rays. They got the two guys. They got the crazy gay guys, and then they got
biker guys.
And then they got the weird Mr. Clean goatee with the shaved head, big forearm dude, like the scary biker guy. Like, what is that? Either you're like part chick or you're two and a half guys.
Yeah.
No in-between male nurses?
Uh-uh.
It's either the guy who's just femme is femme and gay is gay and he wants to be Florence Nightingale.
No, they're in between.
And then there's the super, there's the guy's like, hey, I may be wearing, I may be a nurse and I may be wearing comfortable white shoes, but I will kick your goddamn ass out in the parking lot. Like weird pro wrestler type nurse. So this guy's the big bald biker guy with the goatee. Nurses, you tell your nurses this. They got to learn GIMP speed. He's like, yeah, follow me. We're going to the X-ray room. And, it's through a labyrinth of corridors and a maze and doors and stuff. This guy's 150. I'm dragging my foot trying to stay up with the guy. They don't look back. They move pretty fast. I guess he was all set up by the time I got there. But anyway, got the X-rays, went into the doctor's room. She threw them up on the X-ray, whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
It's illuminated.
View box.
And I'm sitting there, and she's looking at him. She's going, well, there's a little something here, but it looks like an old injury.
Ooh, the psychic did mention that.
Yeah, and, apparently, they never know what they're reading. I said, well, how do you know it's an old injury? I know. She said, all right. So I took her word for it. Then about halfway into my ankle explanation, here comes another nurse, throws up a chest X-ray of someone. She looks at it. Oh, Christ. Oh, this is bad. Now she's like openly lamenting this chest X-ray while I'm sitting there.
Yeah.
This patient's going to have to go in. Going to have to go in tonight. Serious. She's in the next room. I don't want to have to tell her. It's like sort of thinking out loud, except her mouth's open,
Yeah.
And, now I feel like a puss with the ankle.
You should.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of sitting there, and she's like, got to go in tonight. Never gets easy. Never easy to break this news. And I'm thinking, I don't want to raise my hand and start whining or anything, but how about you send me on my way and then you go about the tough part of your day? I got to sit here and watch you here. So, and now I'm getting caught up in the thing. Whoa.
What's happening?
What's going on over there?
Yeah.
Well, you see this, enlarged this, and I swollen that, and not good. Now I'm getting depressed. Now I'm kind of wishing there was something wrong with my ankle a little bit more, so my pussy X-rays didn't look so meek next to these next to the chest X-rays. You know,
what's the fetus worrying about there? What, the bone cancer or something? Were they?
I don't know, but
they rarely have stuff like that.
The thing I found interesting about this old-timer's chest X-ray is I could see the medallion that was hanging in the X-ray. I thought that was kind of interesting. I was mostly fixated on trying to figure out if that was Star David or Chai.
Or somebody swallowed.
Or swallowed one of those Italian horns. Uh-huh. But you'd think they'd move that aside when they gave you an X-ray. I don't know. Drew, that should be your policy.
Yeah, sometimes it is.
Move the St. Anthony's medal aside before you give them the X-ray.
Aside, it still
goes through?
Oh, yeah.
Well, put it over their head or something. Anyway, then I started feeling bad, and the doctor was lamenting this poor guy's X-rays, so I just kind of literally limped out of there. And she stormed right in and dropped the bomb on the patient. I could hear her down the hall. She just stormed right in. You're going in tonight.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
So I went home, and I felt lucky. But our psychic, Lisa, was wrong from Thursday. No crack in the ankle, everybody. John?
This question's for
shocking.
Dr. Drew.
Yeah, John, what's up?
24.
Yeah, my sister is a lesbian, and she was just telling me recently that she is thinking about having a kid. And I was just wondering what your guys' stance is on about like same sex marriages. Like,
does she have a stable? Does she have a stable partner?
Yeah, she does.
I'm against it.
Well,
we'll have some literature in the next 10, 15 years of this kind of thing, and I'm suspicious that same-sex marriages, or parents, may end up being better parents than, on average, the heterosexual couples that are out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we'll find out. I don't know. We don't know yet what the impact's going to be, but there's nothing a priori that means it's going to be a disaster, going to be a bad thing. No.
I'm with you in that... I think gays and lesbians generally have a slightly higher IQ than straight people do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I'm not sure how that works, but they seem a little... there's not a whole lot of gay... It's not like lesbians probably make more money on average than the average heterosexual woman does.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bet you gays do, too, than the average.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at least they invest it better once they get it.
Especially in terms of a couple.
Yeah, I mean, sure, they spend a lot of money on that, like, amyl nitrate, those poppers and stuff.
That's what they say.
That kind of stuff. But other than that, they don't have to squander it on, college. It's mainly amyl and ascots are the things that they spend their money on.
Be that as it may.
Right.
The probability is it's going to be just fine and may even be better than average.
Where are they going to get the sperm?
They didn't tell me yet.
It's possible, Adam, they could just adopt straight out, right?
Yeah, but I think most lesbians want to have a kid. you know what I mean?
Like when they're raising a kid, like, you would have a hard time in school because, like, other kids would pick on it or something.
No. There's a lot of that out there.
Who even knows anyway? I mean, I don't think anyone at school knew what the hell my parents were doing.
They actually have books out there now called My Two Dads and My Two Moms, and they're aimed at kindergarten and first grade age, and the teachers bring them out, and the kids really, at that age, couldn't care less. They're just like, whatever. You have two dads? Fine. Yeah, you're lucky.
On the other hand, you know this kid's going to have, like, aggressive piercings by the time he's in the third grade.
Maybe. Who knows? It'll be interesting. We'll find out in the next 10 years.
And let me say this, too, regarding this subject. Drew and I are okay with the gays and the lesbos raising the kids. I don't have a big problem with it. But let's not go so far as to say they're better than a male-female couple.
But statistically, they may. You know what I mean? There's so many effed up heterosexual couples, they may just beat the curve.
Well, but see, that's the thing, too. When people make their lame-ass argument with this, they're saying, are you kidding? You're saying that you would rather have some toothless, inbred, welfare, alcoholic speed freaks who are living in a trailer as long as they were heterosexual and they were in their early teens.
Yeah.
Raising a child,
no.
Rather than a Harvard-educated lesbians who practiced Tai Bo and read. No, of course. That couple, that heterosexual couple, could be beaten out by family of raccoons. Of course, not that one. Everything being equal, education, income, all of that being equal, you got to give the tip of the hat to the heterosexual couple.
Everything being equal.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, it's
probably.
It's no fair to stack the deck and do the worst case scenario.
But everything is
people
not
people look
equal.
At that as like good science when they're trying to make a point, these like the, retards.
These are the same a-holes that tell us that our rights are being restricted and we're going to...
At the airport?
We're going immediately to Hitler.
Right.
Immediately.
Yeah. Jeff?
Hello?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
All right. This girl that I go to school with, I'm pretty good friends with her. Like in school, we never really have plans outside of class or anything like that. And she had asked me to the like spring formal dance.
Yeah.
And the night before the dance, she called me and was just saying that, you know, we'd never done anything and she wanted to come over. And I told her she could have to, I had to work and everything. And so she did. And we just like chilled on my couch and just watched a movie. And then she wanted to know if we could go up into my room, and we did. And like basically one thing led to another, and she ended up going down on me. And the next day was the dance, and like I just kind of figured that it was kind of like a one-time thing, and like so I was kind of fine with that because I'm an 18-year-old guy and whatever. But
asshole. Well, Jeff, what is the point here? What's the question?
Well, he got a BJ. Now he's got a broadcast.
It's that, like, I don't want to have a relationship out of it or anything.
Well, does she?
Yes, she does.
Okay, well, you're going to have to straighten her out.
I sat her down and I said to her, and I explained to her, you know, listen, I think that we made a mistake, and I don't want to not be friends with
you. Did she ask you to this dance?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you had to know she had some interest there.
Yeah.
All right. And what's up with you? Why aren't you interested?
Well, I don't know, because she's kind of, like, weird. Like.
All right. Well,
he doesn't like her. Whatever.
She's kind of weird. Jesus Christ, the guy's 18.
Yeah, he does not get a 4-year-old, does he?
She's got cooties,
yeah.
And she makes noises. Like, kind of weird. Hey, the man show's on, by the way.
Oh, huge.
Yeah, big Mardi Gras special. Oh, yeah. No? Oh.
Did that one ever air that I did?
Yeah, Drew, your man show aired last week. I'll bring that in for you if you want, buddy.
Sorry.
Very funny. Very funny.
Good times.
Drew did a wonderful job.
But here, Jeff, if she, you know, listen, you got to make things real clear to her. And if she still doesn't want to believe you or doesn't hear it, start not having conversation with her. Just cut her off.
Okay, no more BJs either.
No more BJs.
You're going to screw her up. Stephanie?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, my boyfriend, he's in rehab, and I've been visiting him lately, and he's been telling me and his mom that he wants to commit suicide. And I don't know what to do.
How old is he?
He's 15, too.
Hey, can you turn the L7 down a little, sweet pea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it L7?
I don't know. Hold on. I'm just infinitely insulted by that. I don't know. I mean, I was actually enjoying it when it's at the sound level we can actually enjoy it through the person's telephone.
Crazy.
All right, hang on there, Stephanie. I'm gonna have to punish you just a little bit, Kristen.
Yeah.
You're 16.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right.
Yeah, I have like a psychotic boyfriend. Ex-boyfriend, and we went out for like a year and a half, and we broke up about 3 months ago, and he just, like, won't stop calling me. And, like, if we do talk, I'll try and talk to him and just say, you know, like, please stop calling me.
All right. Why don't you stop talking to him? Stop all contact. It's time. How old is he?
He's 19.
All right. First of all, that's kind of screwy, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you went out with him for how long? Year and a half?
Year and a half. Yeah.
So you were 15 and he was 18?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe 14 and change.
Yeah, exactly.
But when we do talk, he'll say, like, if we don't talk anymore, if I can't see you, I'll commit suicide.
And then you call the police when somebody says things like that to you, and you say
I have tried calling the police, and he's in Virginia because he's in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And so
then you call his, what do they call him, what do they call the MP?
Commanding officer.
You call the base.
So, yeah.
Believe me, they will take care of this. No problem.
Did you say the guy's name was Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's Mike's a real troublemaker name. Yeah, really? Mike is at the top of the male troublemaking list, rivaled only by the female angel.
Oh, angel, yeah.
And the male angel for that point, too.
Jesus, an angel, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. True. How dare you get ethnic?
Right?
No. It's, to me, Jesus, I don't have a problem with. Angel and Mike is the, that's the Anglo.
Rusty and Rick.
The worst.
Rusty?
Rusty's bad. Rick's bad. Although Rusty can sometimes work. Mike's a troublemaker. Mike's no serial killer. He's just the kind of guy, you know, he's like one of these guys who did 18 months for killing one of his best friends by mistake.
Yeah.
Because the guy, he was drunk and the guy spent too long at the beer. He pumped the keg too many times, so he swapped
him with a shovel.
Yeah. He's mostly misunderstood.
Yeah.
All right. So, listen, you tell him that you're going to call his CO.
I think you just call it. Just call it.
Just
call. I've called it before.
And what do they say?
They've looked at his wrist and they took him to the hospital and they were going to discharge him, but it never happened.
All right. Well, you got to call again and then cut him off. It's not, you are not responsible for his feelings.
So do you have caller ID or anything?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah. He blocks it, though.
Well,
or
wait a minute.
He'll call where I'm at, like at my friend's house or something.
All right. Well, don't
answer the phone.
Yeah. Don't have conversation.
I mean, who answers the phone when you're at your friend's house? You or your friend?
Her friend. My friend.
Yeah.
Your friend. So you're not there.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
You're not responsible for his well-being. They need to be notified over there that he's got serious mental health problems, and the people over there need to take over. That's it. You're not going to be able to do this your way.
All right, let's talk to Stephanie, who's turned down the music. Stephanie?
Mm-hmm.
You're 15?
Yeah.
All right, so what's up?
Yeah, he's been just telling me and his mom that he wants to kill himself and all this other stuff.
This guy named Mike?
How old is he?
He's 15.
So he's in a psychiatric hospital?
Yeah.
Okay, you need to call the nurse at the unit and tell them what he tells you.
Well, yeah, me and his mom, we told them, but...
That's it. That's all you do.
Yeah.
That he's in a hospital where they treat suicide. That's what they do.
Well, it's not just suicide. It's like a rehab because he went in there for smoking too much.
Is it a psych? Well, you said it was a psych.
Wait a minute.
Another L7 song.
Hearing that music creep in there, Stephanie.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, too. Put her back on hold.
Yeah,
for you. Listen, I just hang up on your ass because the music's too loud. I'll get back to you. You have a very serious question about the possibly life and death with your boyfriend, and we come back and there's the music again, albeit lower. Well, you don't want to just turn the goddamn stereo off at that point? You know what I'm saying? It's not listening to this show. All right. So what'd you tell her to do? And you're lucky, by the way, Stephanie, this has to do with someone's life, potentially. Otherwise, I wouldn't have to reiterate.
Otherwise, you'd be really nasty to them.
That's right.
I wanted to find out if he indeed is in a hospital, though.
Well, then...
So I'm assuming he is.
Well, Stephanie's going to have to hang on. Stephanie?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have you hang on for like another 20 minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right. Maybe 25. Matt?
Yeah?
You 14?
Yep.
What's up?
Nothing much. I just want to tell you guys that, like, I'm your biggest fan, big fan of the Man Show.
Thank you.
Yes, and I have a girlfriend that I'm, like, really pissed off at her dad because her dad's, like, been molesting her, like, her whole life, but it's not even her real dad. It's, like, her adopted dad.
And it goes on even now?
Yeah. What? And actually, I met her in a rehab-type place, and we're, like, restricted from each other and stuff, and I'm trying to turn her father in. I called the authorities, and
what
I don't
happens?
Think they did anything because they didn't call back or anything.
Why are they keeping you guys apart?
I don't know. It's like a 6-month rule or something, like, that you're not allowed to see anybody. You see anybody, you see any
it's
people.
Peter Brady.
Yeah. But no one that you're in treatment with, you're allowed to communicate with after you're out.
Right.
Not a bad rule.
All right, so why were you in treatment, Matt?
Actually, I was in there for smoking pot.
I see. And she's in treatment now, right?
Yeah, I think she might be out now. I'm not sure.
But she's back with the stepdad?
Yeah. And she also has a 21-year-old boyfriend that, like, as she said, allegedly held a gun to her head at one point.
Who? The same girl?
Yeah.
I thought this was your girlfriend.
Yeah, it is my girlfriend, but she's, like, cheating on him, kind of.
Cheating on you?
Huh?
She's cheating on him with this guy.
Yeah.
Cheating on the 21-year-old.
Well, this is your girlfriend, though.
Yeah.
His girlfriend is not allowed to talk to
I actually called up her mom, like, a week ago, and I was like, can I speak to her? And she was like, who is this? And I was like, and I told her my real name, and she was like, where are you calling from? And I was like, my house. And she's like, how do you know her? And I told her I knew her from school, and then I just hung up because I knew she was going to give me trouble.
Matt, let's focus on you for a second here. What's going on with your recovery from marijuana addiction?
Oh, actually, I still do it, like, occasionally.
Yeah.
All right.
So you've got nothing out of the rehab, have you?
No.
No. Okay.
Actually, kind of came out of there with more problems than I.
Yeah. Well, maybe you ought to focus on going to some meetings, getting a sponsor, and see if you can get your own ass together. Because this young lady sounds like she is a world of trouble.
Yeah, she's got bulimic and
everything. She's been sexually abused her whole life, as you point out, and she has an abusive adult boyfriend, and she's got an eating disorder, and she's doing drugs, and it's not a good thing for you. Not to say that you shouldn't try to help her, but you're not going to be any use to her if you don't focus on your own ass for a while and try to get some recovery going.
All right.
Yeah. Matt?
Yeah?
This is like... You'd be more suited to fly a helicopter on a night combat mission stoned.
Yeah, than this woman.
Then handle this train wreck of a chick. Do you understand me, screwball?
Yeah.
This is never going to work.
Yeah,
never.
I know. It's really hard.
Oh, and then you know what's going to happen?
What?
She's going to get pregnant in about 8 months.
Already pregnant.
Not with you.
No.
Either way,
21-year-old boyfriend.
Well, there you go. It's
her second time.
The scenario I had painted is she gets pregnant. We don't know whose kid it is.
Could be
situation.
We don't know that it's not that. He's assuming it's the 21-year-old boyfriend.
Matt.
Yeah.
We don't know that. I'm not saying it's Matt. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, have you had sex with her, Matt?
No, but we came kind of close.
Yeah. It could even be Dad. Who the hell knows?
Yeah. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Just listen, I feel for her, and it's a decent impulse that you want to help people.
Yeah.
Although helping people you're trying to screw that sort of nullifies the help part.
Yeah.
But buddy, you got your own problems. Focus on those, please. All right. Easy on the weed and all that crap, would you?
Yeah.
Jesus,
all right,
you're 14. Come on. If this was my kid, I would get him some of those Davy and Goliath tapes. You know claymated Bible parable stories, and I'd chain him to a radiator, and I'd pin his eyes open with toothpicks like Clockwork Orange, and I'd make him watch that over and over and over
again.
That would cure him.
Newt Carolla attitude. Come on, get it together there.
You pull yourself up by your own bootstraps, son, and you approach life like I do, hell bent for leather.
Oh, yeah. All right, dude.
Listen, just stop effing up, all of you screwballs. That's all you got to do. Matt over there, 14, out of rehab, smoking more weed than he did when he was going in. All right, let's take ourselves a little break.
Here we go.
And when we come back, a poem about this show after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. The big news out here in the Southland, the lotto got up to like almost $200 million. Every 8 months it gets up to like over 160 or something. Is that the California lottery?
Yeah.
So there's a-holes in line in San Francisco and in San Diego, too?
It's not just North Hollywood.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It is Dawn of the Dead over at those liquor stores. I mean, somebody won, apparently, but...
Three people won, I guess.
I'll tell you, when I'm in charge, here's what I do. I announce falsely.
And then you shoot everybody that comes in for a ticket?
No, but it's a roundup. I consider it a sting. I hit every liquor store and I catch every nut job that's in line. Every guy wearing slippers, missing a few teeth, standing in line. And you know what I do? I find out whose money they're spending on those lottery tickets. I guarantee that three-quarters of it is just checks they've gotten from the government going right back into the lotto. What the hell are these people? Hey, shouldn't we... I'm not saying get rid of it, but it doesn't seem like something we should be proud of as a city, does it? It is very pathetic. It's sad when you see these idiots standing in line.
Again, it's always difficult when the government does stuff that is so inconsistent and hypocritical, for lack of a better word. It's gambling bad.
Yeah. Oh no.
But lotto good.
Sure. You can't bet on football,
but you can bet on horse races.
Right.
And I mean, what is that?
Well, it's great too in California, especially L.A. It's like, well, you couldn't possibly play blackjack. That would be illegal. But you can't play Pai Gow or Texas Hold'em.
Right.
How high are they?
Yeah.
They're wondering why people aren't really respecting the message that they're trying to put down about gambling being a negative or bad vice when you're playing horses, but you can't gamble on football, but you can play the Pai Gow, but you can play the lotto. What the hell are they talking about?
It's crazy.
No, it's like, no wonder no one pays attention. They think people are going to pay attention. Football would be the most logical sport to bet, or the most logical type of betting out of all that stuff. And yet that's the most illegal. So it's insanity. But I love the mentality of the guy who ain't getting out of his house for 35 mil. I mean, he's just laying back and waiting. You know, I could get out of my crappy one-bedroom apartment in East L.A. and win that 40 mil, but it ain't worth my time. Wait till that pot sweetens up to about 160. Then I make my move. What kind of retard strategy is this, by the way? And the more the pot gets, the bigger, the longer the line gets.
But people get excited about that. And
well, I understand.
Non-participants suddenly become participants.
But doesn't the bigger the pot gets, the more tickets that were sold, the less your chances are of winning?
Absolutely. And, however.
All right. And where's the money? Where's that school money?
I know.
Isn't that money supposed to be going into schools? How come they don't get anything? Or it doesn't seem like they do.
It doesn't seem like it.
Oh, I could straighten this city out.
It's not a city, it's a state.
I could straighten this piece of crap state out. Matter of days. Nick?
Hey.
You're 15.
Adam, what's going on, man?
Nothing.
Good, you guys are awesome.
Great.
You guys.
Great.
Yeah, anyway, mine's not a question, it's just a poem.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote, and I'm not trying to slam on you, Adam, but it's kind of a Dr. Drew poem.
All right.
All right, here it goes.
Should we get a little music, or?
Oh, well, I'd try, but I can't do both, you know?
All right. Well, what kind of music would you like?
All right, I don't care.
Blue Danube?
Anything that goes with Dr. Drew, you know, Slipknot would be fine, I guess.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, here it goes. Love Line is great, and Adam is too, but no one compares to my man Drew. I have to admit that Love Line is nice, the synergy of a smartass and free medical advice. Adam is quick and good with his hands, but not quite as quick as that passionate, passionate, passionate man.
Wow.
Adam likes Minka, jugs nice as can be, but Drew's done more breasts than KFC. Adam whacks off to the tune of six, but Drew's got some balls, man. He fixed my dick. He's been around so many days, and damn, he's good. Hell, he needs a raise. Towards the end of the show, Adam talks fast, but Drew can diagnose cancer from the smell of your ass.
Yeah, true. All true. With the KFC and the cancer diagnosis by your farts.
Yeah, man.
Nick,
fat.
That's, you know... To be honest, it could use a polish, but it's there. I mean, all the elements are there.
Yeah.
That's very solid.
I'm
all
against
right,
it.
Thanks, man.
All right, Nick.
Moving.
Good times.
Moving.
Good times,
yeah, good
buddy.
Thoroughly, Nick. Thank you.
All right. Wow. See you guys later.
Where are you? In Boise?
Yeah.
Good times.
How's the snow at Sun Valley this year?
It's a little ways out of Boise. It's a little town called Fruitland.
Good times.
Yeah.
Fruitland.
Yeah, Fruitland.
Who's the mayor? Rip Taylor?
Get this, dude. There's a Gateway Junction there.
Gateway?
Gateway Junction in Fruitland.
Yeah.
You're gay.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Yeah, I'll meet you on the corner of Chaps and Felch. I mean, what the? You got to get out of that gay town. Gateway Junction in Fruitville? What's up with that? Gateway Junction? Well, gay is probably the guy's last name.
Sure.
And then Way. It's Gay Way, and then Gay Way runs into some junction somewhere.
Yeah, then
okay, but still, they gotta think about that stuff. Stephanie?
Yeah?
All right, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
What? So that's Anderson.
All right. So how old is your boyfriend? He's 15, right?
Yeah.
And did you say he is in a psychiatric hospital?
Yeah, it's something like that. There's like people for different reasons in there.
All right. So it's a hospital.
Yes.
All right.
And he wants to commit suicide?
When people become suicidal, that's where they go to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you needn't react to his comments other than to report it to the people that are there responsible to supervise him and make sure he stays safe.
Okay.
But you do need to report it back to the nurses there because they will sort of adjust the way they monitor him based on that.
Yeah, me and his mom told the nurses on Thursday when we saw him.
I will tell him again that he continues to call and threaten suicide.
Okay.
Okay, because they certainly won't let him out of the hospital until that all settles down.
How old is he?
15.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's tough.
Well, he's not in there for that reason. He's in there because he was smoking too much.
Yeah, well, now he's in there because he's suicidal.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to keep him in there until that settles down.
All right there, baby.
I would call the nurses tonight.
Well,
what city is he in?
Pasadena.
Is he at Las Encinas?
Huh?
Is he at Las Encinas?
Yeah.
You call the adolescent unit right now, and if you don't, I will.
Well, I don't know the phone number to the adolescent unit.
Well, call 626-795-9901.
Mm-hmm.
What's that number?
795-9901.
All right, and ask for the adolescent unit.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby.
Thank you.
Hey, don't get pregnant.
I won't.
All right. You know, these guys, you know, this guy, this Ukrainian guy who killed his whole family, and then they were looking for, up north somewhere.
Right, right. And then he hung himself.
Yeah, hung himself. Everyone's kind of okay with that. Like, listen, for these kind of guys, I wouldn't hang the noose in there, but I'd leave one around and, leave a nice sturdy piece of plumbing or electrical conduit or something rigid at about the 9-foot level that they could swing it over. This is another one of the plans when I'm in charge, which is...
So your cells will be equipped with gallows.
I will coax the guys who are admitted multi-killers, especially this guy killed his, 3-year-old son, he killed his wife, killed his daughter, he killed, his uncle or whatever.
Yeah.
These kind of guys, you know, instead of the costly and lengthy trial process, and then where this guy spent 15 years on death row at $500,000 a year, whatever the hell it is. I'm just going to leave the noose. Wait, anyone got a big problem with that? Is there anyone who really has? How big a problem do we have with that? This guy, thankfully, hung him. He was on suicide watch. He killed himself.
Hmm.
Maybe suicide watch means we're watching, waiting for you to kill yourself and not going to do anything. He hung himself, I think, with shoelaces or something, which they always end up doing. But how does that work? I ask you that all the time. First off, how do you hang yourself, really, without a professional gallow?
Yeah.
You really think you could take your belt or a shoelace or your microphone cord or something and swing it around some lighting fixture or conduit or something and then, hang off it? Don't you, in reflex, have to grab, when you're choking,
you do,
you don't grab
but
for
your,
it? Or
your body weight, and then you go out because the blood supply is cut off.
How are these guys doing it with a shoelace?
Oh, it's just a pressure issue. If you get enough pressure on the carotids here.
Yeah, but if a guy weighs 190 pounds, is a shoelace is holding them off the ground?
No, they'd have to double them, triple them.
All right. You guys remember when shoelaces used to break all the time? I think they worked that out.
No.
They didn't? So they don't?
They're better.
Oh, I just started wearing loafers.
You're a millionaire, and you change shoes every couple months. Well, if somebody gives you new shoes every couple months.
That's true. I just remember they used to break a lot. John?
Yes?
You're 28?
Yes.
What's up?
I just have two questions. One's a quick, easy one. I was just calling about the safety of creatine as far as weightlifting.
I'm not clear on that one. A lot of people have asked about it. I've looked for some data that suggests it's dangerous. I don't find it particularly. You have something you're worried about?
Well, I was just thinking about using that just to supplement my workouts in the gym. And then I actually go to medical school, and everyone I've spoken to in school, all the professors seem to say it's pretty innocuous.
Yeah, it seems to be. There was some problem with the higher doses. I can't remember what it was, but it was, again, sort of theoretic.
Okay. And my second question is a bit more complex. So just while we're in school, we've just recently had a sexuality type thing going on where we met a lot of homosexuals and transgenders, etc., and they came in and they were telling us their life stories. And it seemed like, seriously, like 99 out of 100 would probably be a good estimate if these people were had some type of traumatic experience in their past, either being beat by their husband or sexually abused by a man or something, and that's what turned it around and when they turned towards homosexuality. So I was just wondering if that's, is that a common trend you've noticed, like a lot of trauma in someone's life in that situation?
Well, we sort of, our callers.
Well, the transgendered especially.
Yeah,
we're off the scale with it.
But our callers tend to have sexual trauma.
Okay.
But they're probably different versions, just like with any behavioral condition of the human being, that there are some people who are just born gay, that are truly gay.
Born gay,
like
the life is to live gay.
And there are people that,
for
whom the environment is sufficiently... the sufficient insult from the environment that it causes problems with sexual identity, and sexual abuse in childhood is the most common thing we hear about here. Physical abuse too sometimes, but oftentimes the physical abuse or abandonment is what sort of sets kids up as a victim of sexual abuse later.
Crazy domineering mom will set you on a gay trajectory too.
We don't really see that so much.
We see that.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you for, I'm just from the West Coast and being in the Bay Area. It's quite a large exposure for me. So it's just kind of
The transgender stuff is kind of interesting. I've never seen a transgender. I've never dealt with a transgender person outside of a psychiatric hospital.
Huh.
Does that mean that they all go in psych? I don't know. But everyone I deal with is always in that setting. So
right. There
must be some out there that are happily converted.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I can't put a goddamn garage. Can't put an extra bedroom on top of my garage, but if you're some gay bus driver from San Francisco, the state will help pay to have your penis cut off. What the hell is going on with this country?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Listen, you are nuts when you want to have your penis cut off. Nuts. That's it. And you're nuts if you want to have your nuts cut off, too. That's the very definition of insanity. Could there be any greater definition of insanity for a male? I would like my penis removed. Think about that. Think of all the things you could do that would make you less nuts before you got the penis cut off.
Well, let's just fill in the blank a little differently. I'd like my hand removed.
Yes.
Like my hand taken off.
This is what I yell at these quack doctors who think they're doing the Lord's work. And you've made this argument too, Drew Tard, until I straightened you out, which is, well, these people are women trapped inside a man's... First off, that means nothing. I mean, that's some sort of viable excuse. Oh, he's one of the... he's got a chick trapped in there? I'm sorry, Bert. I didn't know. I thought you were just a guy with a Johnson and you were crazy, but I wasn't aware there was a woman trapped inside of you. Well, she needs to get out. Well, that's different then. Give me the machete. We'll put the Johnson on the block. We'll take that right off. So first off, there's that. I'm going to make some logic out. Well, I'm doing this guy a favor because there's a woman trapped inside. Okay, that means nuts. There's no woman trapped inside him. He's got a nut job trapped inside of him. These guys that did this thing, they think they're doing the Lord's work. What if I said my hand was possessed? It's possessed. My left hand's possessed. It's got the devil in it. You'd be doing a favor by removing it for me. Would you remove the guy's hand?
No, it's more like I can't live productively. I can't fulfill myself.
Yeah, I can't do it. I keep giving the bird to guys Aryan youth, and I get my ass kicked. So I'm riding a moped. And these guys are in El Caminos. Well, here's the deal. You need therapy. You don't need to get the hand cut off. And by the way, when we cut your so-called possessed hand off, do you think you're going to be in better shape? No. And these people, when they cut the penis off, they're magically better now? No, they're a nut job minus a penis now. Okay. Take a little break. Was I clear on that, Drew?
I think so.
Okay. We'll be back. Hey. Love line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew, I'll tell you. Dr. Drew can look up a word in a dictionary faster than any man I know. I am so goddamn slow. First off, I have no idea how to spell anything.
Right.
So I'm on the wrong page. Oftentimes get the first letter right unless it starts with a K. then it could be a C or K, and that could take me a while. But oftentimes I get the first letter right. It's the second through fifth letter I have trouble with.
You know why it freaks you out is I'm a good speller, and I a fast reader, but I have a sense of where it is. Like if you ask me where a letter, I could sort of go right to the.
Oh, because you've opened the dictionary many times. Yeah, and then the other thing is I also have a short attention span, so in my journey to find the letter or find the word that I'm looking
for, read something else.
I run into other words, and then I start reading about orifice, an opening, interesting. And then I'm completely lost. I don't know where I was anymore.
Hey, can we do that little thing where let's see who's really how much slower you actually are?
Okay, all right. You want to time it?
Let's put the book down in front of like Drew.
I'm gonna try. Now, do we pick? We should pick the same word in order to make it fair, right? I won't look. I won't know where Drew is. All right.
So Drew will go first.
All right, but now who picks the word? You want to pick
the word?
Yeah. You got a word?
Yeah.
All right, you got the clock?
Exiguous.
You got the clock set? Well, Drew,
good word.
Hold on, jackass. You can't pick the word for yourself to look up.
Well, I mean, you got to think of a good, like, contumely or exiguous.
Well, no, you can't think of some. I say it'll work with any word.
Voluble? All right, any word.
The fact that I, even if I can spell it, there's going to be trouble.
All right. Ready?
All right, I'm going to try hard, and now I'll have an advantage by trying to think of how to spell it while you're looking it up. But go ahead, Anderson.
All right, I'm just thinking pneumonia.
Okay. Pneumonia.
Wait, start again.
All right, pneumonia or ammonia?
Pneumonia.
All right, go.
Go. You timing this, Anderson? Oh, Christ. Doesn't that word start with something like a different letter? Ammonia.
There we go, got it. Got
no,
it.
You don't.
Yeah.
Pneumonia.
Pneumatics.
Yeah, pneumonia. It starts with a P, that's right.
Pneumococcus pneumonia.
You got it? Read the definition.
Disease of the lungs characterized by inflammation and consolidation of the resolution.
All right, what?
17 seconds.
17 seconds, all right. Close that thing up. All right. Now, this may go into the next break. All right.
You got 4 minutes.
All right, you ready? Yep. You got the go. Pneumonia. Now, I know that starts with a P, so see, I'm already much closer. Normally, I'd be hanging around the ends for a long time. L-M-N-O-P. P, and then it's N. Maybe I'm on S. S-N-P-R. Hey, yeah.
He's not doing bad.
I'm going to pass it there. H-I-J-K-L-M-N.
That's weird where the clock's going.
P. L-M. N O P L M L F. Pneumococcus. Pass it. Pneumograph. Pneumatic. I know what pneumatic means. Wait a minute. P N E U.
That's it. You're right there.
Pneumonia. Why am I here?
You're almost there.
Don't help! How dare you? Pneumonia.
Hey!
Yeah, it was right there. All right. Oh, it's a new moan of the lung, as it were. All right, how much time is that?
106.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Yeah. Solid.
Just 49 seconds.
It's funny, your weakest part was the read.
I had my finger on it. It probably 26, 27 seconds.
Yep, you did.
And that was pretty good. But then my finger was on it, but I was moving up. I wasn't picking it up off the page. But that's I was known as Speedy at the L.A. Junior College,
really?
At the Valley College there.
Speed reader.
Yeah. And anyone who could type more than 13 words a minute was considered gifted.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You weren't there.
No, I didn't make that one, no.
Dave?
Yeah.
21?
Yeah, I got a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah?
Okay, a couple of weeks ago, I had sex with my girlfriend earlier in the night, and this is, a few hours later, I made a bath, and I get in the bathtub, and I don't have an erection or anything, and I get the bathtub.
21-year-old guy having a bath?
Excuse me?
Nothing?
Yeah,
you're gay.
Yeah, all right, whatever. Anyway, my balls hit the water, and I just had an orgasm without an erection or anything.
You felt the orgasm, or you just released something?
Both.
Mm-hmm. And
it was full out.
Are you on any medication?
No.
Had you been on medication lately?
No.
Hmm.
I thought that was rather weird. I asked a couple of buddies, you know, and they laughed and thought it was funny as heck. But besides that, I just never happened to get it, and it never happened before that either. So
it's interesting.
I even tried it a couple of days ago. I made the bath even hotter just to see, you know, to see if it would work, and it didn't. So
are you
sure
you weren't at something cold medicine or anything like that? Is it possible?
Maybe some Sudafed or something. But
yeah,
because I don't believe.
Really?
It. Yeah, because this is a medication thing to have this kind of thing happen.
Jeez, I gotta draw myself a bath.
But that's unusual. To be honest, things like tumors of the spinal cord and stuff can occasionally do this kind of thing, but I wouldn't worry about that necessarily.
I think when I, one day when I'm talking to St. Peter and I'm just reflecting on my life, one of the things is I really enjoy a bath. I've taken 772,000 showers in my life.
And 12 baths.
Three baths.
No, three.
Three. But I each time announce this is glorious, I had to do this more often. Never, ever do it. Ever. Okay. We'll take a little break. When we come back, I'm going to look up hydraulic.
Then we're going to talk about quicksand.
After this. Tune. You know who does that song, Drew?
Incubus.
That's right. You know who's going to be in here tomorrow night?
Incubus.
No, but an Incubus tribute band that does cover this song pretty closely. It sounds almost like Incubus. No, Incubus is going to be in here tomorrow night, everybody. So we got that to look forward to.
I'm looking at our upcoming guests, too. And who's coming in from 6 feet under? That is the funniest damn show. Do you ever watch that show?
Nope, but I hear that show
is
a great
show.
It is a
very, very well done show. Here we go. Anne's going to tell
Eric
him.
Balfour? I don't know what their character names are. I could find out.
Yeah, be good.
Yeah, I know that actor.
And then Kathy Griffin's coming in a little later. Roswell's coming back.
Yeah. Oh, Roswell.
Yeah.
Still around. I can't get in all that teen angst stuff, but don't worry. I'm going to pretend like I'm into it when they're here.
No doubt.
All right.
Sell out.
Let's see.
The health magazine profiles posted on the wall of gyms all over the country.
A little something brewing there. You going to make fun of me again? I got to keep farting? Ooh. Nah. <It's> a Drew, you're going to knock your coffee down. Now relax. The only thing Drew likes more than talking about the ass is hearing from the ass itself.
I think it's more your appreciation of the ass.
Yes, that I'm horribly amused by it.
You know, it's like two grown men. It's too much for me.
All right.
I can't handle it.
Right.
He laughs so hard, but no one knows because he keeps off the mic.
Drew enjoys a good blast.
He almost fell off his chair.
Yeah, and that's got nothing. Nothing at all.
I'm relieved.
Drew won't repay me on the air, but off the air, he'll seek his vengeance, believe you me. Yeah, Nick?
You've learned.
You're 22?
Yeah, what's up? Hey, I want to make an amendment to your quicksand theory.
This is my theory about quicksand. See, when I was growing up, quicksand was a very viable means of death.
Yeah.
I thought there's
one of the accidental causes of death, either car accident or quicksand.
That's there's about a 50% chance I could be killed by quicksand because it was depicted in all the movies and on the TV shows and Tarzan and everything. Now, I don't hear about it anymore. But, Nick, you want to say something about that?
Yeah, here's my theory. If it wasn't quicksand, it seemed to me like it was the old car junkyard with like the giant wrecking balls or the giant magnets.
Magnets.
Yeah.
Very good point.
With like MacGyver or, you know, Magnum PI getting trapped.
In the trunk, in the compressor at the junkyard.
Yeah,
very
good.
Yes, Nick, very solid.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching some bad Nick at Night show, Kojak or Magnum or some, I don't know what the hell, Banachek or something, and There it was, yes. Every good, bad, hour-long cop drama
ends up in the
in the junkyard, in the auto salvage yard. And it was a race against time.
Yeah.
Because there was something cinematically marvelous about one of those machines that took a El Dorado and made it into a toaster oven size piece of metal. And the notion of being trapped in that was just great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and wrecking ball swinging around and the giant magnet.
The giant magnet had a special allure.
The giant magnet was something that was very exciting, too, when it would drop onto the roof of one of these junked-out cars and then lift it up and drop it down into that cube compressor. Yeah, I wonder if kids today know just how dangerous the... how many people die at the auto salvage yard.
Yeah.
Kevin?
Hey, what's going on?
You're 20?
Actually, no, I'm 15.
All right.
I was just calling. I made up my question. I just want to call.
All right. Anderson cut you off. Sometimes I argue with him, but nah, I don't care tonight. Debbie?
Hello?
Debbie, you're 20. You're transsexual?
Right. I'm transgender.
Transgender.
Yes, and I was just listening to your show. Mm. I listen to you guys all the time. I really like you.
Thank you. Is transsexual a bad word for transgendered?
Not at all. Transgender means that you're in the process of changing your sex, and transsexual is actually after the surgery.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
so
right.
I'm pre-op right now.
I like the term gender reassignment. It's like I picture some gym coach with a whistle. All right, balls and junk. Yeah, penis, balls. Hey! Quit playing grab ass. You're over there with the vaginas. You're swapping. You labia majora and minora. Clitoris, you're over there.
FBI.
Let's go. Switch it around.
FBI quality.
Let's get to it
too,
now. Right? I've got all day.
You've been sent to the gender reassignment camp.
But wait a minute. I like my gender. It's too late. you're going to be reassigned. Yeah, it's a strange terminology. It's really like you didn't have a vote.
Basically, I hear these buzzwords every day of my life.
Yeah.
I'm 20 years old, and I just want to say, I think it's really, really irresponsible of you to go on the air and say that everybody who's transgendered must be crazy, or that it must be this deviant thing to do.
What could it hurt?
Wait, I can't hear both of you at once.
He didn't say deviant.
Well, I meant it.
No, you didn't.
Look, what he said was, if you do this, you're nuts. And all I can say is, I'm not thrilled about the idea of having surgery, okay? When I had my wisdom teeth taken out, I wouldn't even go out. So I've never had surgery before.
Right.
This is something that I need to do. I've been on hormones for 10 months. I'm starting to pass as a girl. Something that scares me. I'm really nervous to be on the radio, by the way.
All right.
My voice is shaking.
Drew's a wreck, too, by the way.
I'm sorry?
Drew's a wreck, too. He's very nervous tonight.
Well, I'm not just nervous for that, but I'm nervous, and I'll tell you why, because I feel like everybody out there who could be listening, who might be in the position that I was in 5 years ago, you know, I wasn't suicidal, but I was very depressed, and I felt like there was no way for me to get through this.
Right.
So I want people out there listening right now to know that it's okay. You can make something of your life, and you can be okay. You don't necessarily have to be considered a crazy person.
I have a couple of questions. Are you going to have sexual relationships with men?
Yes.
When you guys are.
You are.
And
why is that shocking?
Because a lot of them
go for the women.
A lot of men become women to have lesbian relationships.
Yeah, I don't understand that personally. And can I just say one thing to clear up a misconception that you said? I have the best family in the whole world. I love my parents so much, and I have two older sisters who I love, and I've never been abused, and I've never been raped, and I've never... You know, I just had a normal middle-class upbringing, and my parents are so cool about this. So I just want to say you don't have to be an incest survivor or somebody who lets other people abuse them.
Hold on. Let me talk to Drew for a second. That's how you know the parents are nuts. They're perfectly fine with this. Drew, how fast would you kill yourself if your kids want to swap
I wouldn't kill myself, but I'd be looking into things a little bit.
Yeah. Now, what if your girl wanted to be a boy, but one of your boys wanted to be a girl? It's so kind of evened out. You know, so two boys and a girl?
Then I'd kill myself.
Really? I would think that'd be all right, because mathematically and sort of socially, you go, yeah, I got a couple of sons and a daughter.
But it's interesting. Debbie, do you consider yourself gay before you had this?
No, I never considered myself gay. I always knew that I was more like a female. I've always had female friends. My mom used to say that it was no different raising a boy than it was to raise two girls, but that's just because, for her, it was like the same experience. I was never interested in doing the things that boys do, typically. and I always used to think that I was a girl. And, you know, just now I feel more comfortable in the female role. And I didn't say that my parents are okay with it, but they're very supportive and they're very open-minded, and they realize that I'm still, you know, a part of their life. I'm their child. They love me. They know I'm not crazy. I've had a battery of psychological tests done. And
well, yeah, let's talk about that process for
yes,
a second.
Okay, let's.
So you're 20.
Yes.
And now you have to have a year's worth of right. living as a woman.
Right.
And how long have you been living as a woman?
Well, about 6 months.
No, I was asking Drew. True about it.
My whole life.
I see.
So there's that crazy sense of humor.
Six months you've been living as a woman.
Yeah, but I've been on hormones for 10.
10 months.
Yes.
And now.
And listen, my voice passes too.
Yeah. No, you sound like a woman.
Listen, I'm hard.
Okay.
And now, what does the surgery involve? Did they do an Adam's apple shave?
No, because I don't need that. But even though I'm very tall, I can't believe I'm telling all this. I hope nobody I know.
Well, listen, they got to know something's up.
No. Nobody really knows.
Mm. Well, those are the ones who don't care.
No, I don't think so. I just think people basically accept me for being, you know, a woman, and I'm myself, and I'm comfortable, and I'm nice, and
okay.
I'm sane.
So you would get the Adam's apple shave if you looked like the Hey Vern guy or something.
Probably,
right?
But I pass perfectly except for the fact that I'm just under 6'1".
All right, well, that's runway model.
I'm tall, I used to be so. And that, can I just say that one more thing to everybody out there? I just want to say this. If you are going through this, if you are a young kid, 16, 17 years old, and you're tall, you know, or if you're big boned or whatever, please, please, please don't let that discourage you from doing this.
No, I was going to give that message out at the end of the show, and I'm glad you beat me to it. I'll end most shows with, listen, fellas. You young, you know, 16, 17-year-old. Some of you are 6'2". Some of you are 6'5". Please, God, do not let that get in the way of you having your penis cut off. Please, please, please. That's right. Debbie?
Yes, I'm not having
you're preaching to the choir here, right?
You're not having that.
What?
It's not having your penis cut off. It's having it reshaped.
Tucked.
It's not having it cut off.
No, they don't tuck it. They fillet it.
Yeah.
No, exactly. They cut it up the middle, and they make, you know,
that's right.
a vagina out of it. And they do remove your testicles.
Sure.
And it does sound horrible. I understand what you're thinking. You know, my biggest concern has been that I won't be able to have an orgasm anymore.
Yeah.
But basically, I guess it's more important to me to feel comfortable.
How do you feel since taking hormones? How's that changed? How has taking the hormones changed your sort of view of relationships and things like that? Feelings?
Actually, it hasn't changed things as much as I thought. Yeah. I used to be like, okay, I'm going to feel totally different. I'm going to feel, you know, like a woman. But I already did feel like a woman, so
hey,
it didn't really change that.
Hey, Debbie?
Yeah?
Or Danny?
Yeah, no, it's not Danny.
could Drew, could he have your balls when they cut them off? Because his wife took his about 12 years ago.
Oh.
He needs a set now. He needs an extra set. Actually, I could use a set for the car. Sometimes I run out of the house. I forget my balls. I'd probably use those.
Gave him one back.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
One of them?
No, both. Hang them from my rearview mirror now.
Oh, that's what that was. I thought that was a little Boda bag. I didn't know what that was. Hey, Debbie.
And that doesn't offend me, by the way. What offended me was earlier when you said we're all crazy or whatever.
Well,
I used to think that I was crazy. And
yeah,
I'm
insane. Stick with that.
I'm not crazy.
I'm sticking with that.
Why? Do I sound crazy to you?
No, you don't.
No.
Thank you. And thank you, doctor, because listen, I listen to what you say all the time. And actually, when I was first going through this, I used to listen to your show and watch your show on MTV. And I was so concerned about finding out as much as I could about this because I thought I was the only one in the whole world suffering from this.
Now, why does everyone who does something like this announce that? I thought I was the only one.
Because
I mean,
of things that people say, like, oh, everyone, if you, you know what, Adam? I'm going to call you on something you said about 5 years ago on MTV, okay? And I still remember this. I thought you were cute. I liked you. I thought you were funny. And you said, if you get your nuts taken off, you're nuts. That's it. Or if you.
But he said that tonight, too, though.
I think he said, if you're nuts, you shouldn't be allowed to have your nuts taken off. And I thought,
yeah.
That was the most vulgar thing. And it really hurt because I thought, you know, am I nuts just because I want to do this?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a long, hard road for me, and I don't think that makes me nuts at all. I think it means that, and listen, when they did tests on me, they tested my estrogen levels and my testosterone levels before they ever put me on these hormones.
And
they said that my estrogen levels were double that of most women.
Most women?
Right.
Isn't that interesting? See, I wonder if... See, Adam and I do talk to a lot of people that are not like Debbie. You notice how different Debbie is than most of the transgender folks we talk to?
Yes.
So, you got to remember, a lot of Adam's opinions are based on callers.
Right.
Right. The kinds of people we talk to.
Well.
And a lot, and as the medical student who called in a little while ago pointed out, he's talked to 50 people and 49 of them had traumatic histories.
Right.
And so that's where these impressions come from. That doesn't mean 100%. And it sounds, and I really believe some people may have sort of more of a genetic burden this way than others.
Oh, yeah. Just like there's some guys that seem to be more man than your average, there's guys who seem to be more woman than others. I still don't think that's a good reason to have the junk cut off. Well, listen, Debbie.
But you know what's funny?
Look. Here's what I'm saying. Just relax. Get your stuff cut off and go about your way and enjoy yourself.
Nobody's going to know the difference once I do it. And the funny thing to me
Well, now you're going to have heterosexual relations with guys.
Right.
Now you're going to tell them?
I don't know. Maybe you guys can help me up. This can be a combo plate. I can call in to say my little spiel, and then you can help me and tell me if I should tell them or not, because I struggled with that.
Drew, would you want to know?
It'd be hard to have a real relationship with someone that you knew they were infertile, but could never really figure out why. It would always feel like there's something.
You just say that, you know, you were born and you had to have some sort of surgery to correct it, and you couldn't.
You could, but
tell them like a bully neighbor kid put an M80 up there when you were four or something, and you had to have like reconstructive surgery.
Yeah, Debbie, there must be some literature on this. So whatever they advise you is the right.
But you know. Adam, can I ask you real quick?
Yeah.
The important thing to me is like. And this is so embarrassing. I can't even believe it. I'm just going to go all the way since I called. But you are totally the type of guy that I would go for in real life.
Oh, man, I blew it.
Isn't that scary?
I'm sorry. Listen, hey, baby, there's still time for us.
If you were to meet a girl and you were attracted to her or whatever and you started dating her and she told you on the second or third date, guess what? I was born this way, but I've had the surgery. Would you still consider dating her? No, come on.
Are you getting breast implants, Debbie?
No, I already have breasts.
But, I mean, for Adam to continue.
Yeah. Hey, Debbie.
I've got 36D.
Debbie, what, 36D just with the hormones?
Right.
Wow. Isn't that interesting? 36D?
Well, you know
covered with hair and an anchor tattoo.
What?
Hey, Debbie, first off, I'll tell you what. I'd take a BJ from almost anyone.
No.
So I'm open. I'm open for that. Number one. Hold on a second. I can't figure out. Far be it for me to toot my own horn here, but...
So speak.
For Christ's sake, Debbie, I'm not in prison. I got a goddamn cable show. I drive a Jag. What the hell am I doing dating a transsexual for? I'm a big shot. Right, Drew?
Yeah.
Well, listen, when I was swinging a hammer making 18 grand a year, I don't think I would have gone in for the transsexual.
Is that right? All right, that's what she's asking.
What the?
That's what she's asking.
Listen, I'm getting insulted here.
I'm just asking. She's just asking. I'm curious.
Debbie makes a very compelling point. We had a couple of dates. We had a lot to talk about. Now on the third date, I find out she had her penis taken off and is really a dude.
Don't!
Let me think. It's rough. We did, you know, she's the only chick I knew who knew more about big block Chevys than I did. She certainly knew about, she was a Rams fan, too.
What you've always wanted, Adam. This is it.
Yeah.
This is it.
All right. All right. That's enough, please. Debbie, you enjoy your life, all right?
Yes, I do enjoy my life. Thank you, guys. And
all right.
Please just be more responsible about it when you say
you're right. I flew off the handle with the
penis. I don't want you to hurt other people, and I don't want them to feel bad.
No. I don't look at it. I don't look at it as hurting other people, convincing them to save their penis, by the way.
It is.
But, well,
you're a good caller. You should be, feel good about the phone call. Well, she made a good point.
Listen, I think you got a lawsuit if you date somebody for more than five dates and you find out it's a he, she.
Why?
Why? Because
it's funny. I'm a little easier on this than you are.
Oh, I'm just saying, if you can sue McDonald's because their coffee's too hot, you sure as hell can.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Thank you.
Trauma.
All right. I was repulsed by that, but I got to beat off.
See, I knew you were into it.
I'm really into that.
Yeah, I know.
So we got to take a break.
She was a male. It was a male with big breasts.
Don't talk. Don't talk anymore. Just don't talk.
You're gay.
We're gonna take. I got to take care of some business.
It meets all your requirements of
you're right.
The perfect partner.
I got to take care of some business.
All right. Enjoy.
Be right back. Hey, everyone. It's Loveline. Got to put my headphones on. That's weird. Drew was telling me about his pool. Yeah. Going with the black bottom, huh?
I had that before, too.
Absorb that sun.
Yes. Makes a huge difference.
Oh, yeah. Instead of 46 in the winter, it's 48 and a half.
That makes a big difference. It seems to.
Yeah, you never... Listen, you ain't getting in there anyway. What do you care?
Oh, no, it's a matter of how much you have to run the heater in the summer, that kind of thing.
Do you run the heat during the winter?
No.
True, you wouldn't go for that.
No.
No way.
No.
No. All right, let's talk to Ben. Ben is 16. Ben?
Yeah?
What's up?
Not much. My girlfriend, she just recently got on a birth control pill. I'm not exactly sure which one.
Mm-hmm.
And she's supposed to take it every day, of course.
Of course.
And she says if she misses a day,
yeah,
she can take two the next day.
That's true. It decreases the effectiveness. Even if she misses taking it at the same time every day, theoretically, it may impair the effectiveness. So by the book, you're supposed to use a barrier during that month when there's been a mistake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, by the book. I mean, if you want complete effectiveness of the pill.
All right. So, and her gynecologist said that she should take it for like a month and a half before it'll start working.
Yes, yes.
And she said even then they wouldn't be sure.
Well, you're in after the first month.
What's up there, Ben?
Well, not much. Why?
Yeah, he doesn't want kids.
You don't want to get her pregnant, huh?
No.
All right, good, buddy.
Well, yeah, we were going to go with the condom, but we decided not to partly because she's religious and doesn't want that, but I guess she's okay with the pill.
Religious and doesn't want the condom.
Yeah, for some reason, I guess. I don't know. I guess she's
part of being religious is just being kind of an idiot and being able to pick and choose what you want to do in some random way that suits your life.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why. I'd like to get into that.
Yeah, I'm in no way religious, so I was just kind of like, uh-huh.
No, but I got to get into that, like where I can kill somebody, but as long as I make peace with it and my maker, that's okay. And, you know, I can shun anyone who smokes weed, but I can drink wine because, he turned the water into wine. And, you know, as I can do my own sort of retard interpretation of the Bible and Scripture and all that kind of stuff and just kind of basically build a custom life that works around all my vices and weaknesses and sleep like a baby every night. I got to get into this, Drew. What do they call it again?
Religion.
Religion. All right. Go write that one down. Yeah. Yeah, I like these guys. Like, I know 1,000 Jews who are like, no, not temple, I watch college football on Saturdays, and no, that Sabbath stuff. Well, no, I mean, not the part where you don't eat, but we're into the part where you eat a lot, and, you know, and then they freak out over some circumcision issue. You know, and it's like, which is it, Jaime? I don't mean Jaime Jew, I just mean Jaime, you know, that's a Jewish guy's name. What's it gonna be? Is it just the part you like? And by the way, that works on you? You think you can do that? And just pick and choose the parts of the religion that work for you and get real adamant and weird about it and overcompensate for that and then totally blow off all the other stuff? Hey, listen, you want to go, you got to go all the way. No shaving, no electricity on Saturdays. You're going to do it. Do it. Or shut up and get out, pussies. I got to hear about it all the time. James?
Yes.
You're 22. What's up?
Nothing much, man. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I was just listening to the show, and I wanted that Debbie girl to call back if she's still listening so I can maybe talk to her.
You into her?
Give her a phone number.
You're gay.
I'm not gay. You're into that?
I like to talk to people, man. That's all it is. I want to get to know a little bit more about them, man, maybe become friends.
Why is that, James?
just someone to talk to, man. I like to talk to people. I do it all day long.
How about talking to people that are keeping their penis?
Well, that doesn't matter to me. I don't think it really matters whether you keep your penis or not.
Why were you so attracted to Debbie?
Just the way she sounded. She was really sure of herself.
Yeah. I'm with you, but James, let me just caution you.
Okay.
I ruined my shot with Debbie by giving my answers on a transgender reassignment. You know, so just don't blow. And hey, could you turn the police scanner down there, James?
Yeah, hold on a minute.
All right, thank you there, buddy. So I'm just saying, if you're planning on making a move, you want to keep in her good graces, just be careful with those cockamamie ideas about people being nuts who want to have their penis cut off, because that'll be it. I mean, I was in.
Until I was
in with Debbie, and then pow, she slammed the door on me. I could have been the kind of person that she was interested in. Jesus, that's rough.
Keep going. You'll get over it.
Drew, really, I'm not done being insulted.
I know.
That suggests that I could not find a woman who was born with a vagina.
No.
It doesn't?
It doesn't? No. It suggests that Debbie's...
Okay, you've taken far too long, Drew.
Right.
I'm still insulted.
Okay.
Alexia?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
You're 17.
Yes.
What's up?
My boyfriend, we've been going out for like a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
and about 3 months into our relationship, there was this older guy that I flirted with, but mm-hmm. nothing ever happened,
mm-hmm.
and he still brings it up, and...
What do you mean you flirted with a guy? In front of your boyfriend?
No.
How did he find out about it?
Because his friends would tell him and stuff, like, say, I saw her flirting with him.
You mean you kept flirting with him over a period of time?
It was just for, like, a couple, like, because he brought it up, and I was like, okay, I won't do it anymore.
How many weeks did you flirt?
Probably, like, a month.
A month. And how, like, a once a week kind of thing? Or
yeah,
every day?
No, it was just, like, we would talk. And
who was this guy?
This was an older guy, and he was just my friend.
How old was he?
He was 18.
And how old were you?
I was 16 at the time.
And did you meet him at school or something?
Yes.
All right. And you kept going up and flirting. What was your intention?
We were just friends, and...
No, Alexia, come on.
No, I'm serious.
I'm ready to do some gambling on this one.
Yeah.
She's not quite there with the little girl voice, but she's got that...
So out of it, so...
Yeah. And you want to gamble? I just want to ask her some questions.
Yeah, get it out of her.
Okay. Hey, Alexia?
Yeah?
Where's your dad?
My dad is in Sacramento.
And you're in Nevada?
Yes.
And when's the last time you saw him?
I saw him about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
We ate breakfast together.
Why has he been out of your life?
Because he lives so far away.
Does he live so far away without involving himself? See, yes. That concrete thinking. Why does he not involve himself in your life?
We talk over email.
Why does he not involve himself in your life?
They talk over email.
Why is he not being your father?
I don't know. We talk in email and stuff. He's a good dad, but...
A good dad don't not see their daughter.
How long's he been gone?
When my mother got pregnant, he left.
Oh, okay. So that was 96, 97. 97. Well, pregnant 96, gave birth 97. Okay.
I was born in 84.
Oh, I see. Oh, that was you. I thought you were talking about pregnant with your little brother.
No.
I didn't know. Do you have a little brother?
No.
Oh, okay. So he cut out immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, and do you have a stepdad?
Yes, I do.
How's he?
He's really cool.
Do you like him?
Yes.
Well, good. Does he drink?
No.
All right. Doesn't do anything? Nothing? Anything bad ever happened to you?
That fits.
No.
Yeah.
Never raped or anything?
No.
All right.
That's just enough right there.
Not a big thinker.
No.
Okay. So, Alexia?
Yeah.
Your boyfriend's still paying you back from you flirting with the guy. How long ago? A year ago?
About a year ago, yeah. He just keeps bringing it up, and it's like kind of frustrating.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Tell him to cut it out. It boils down to that. No, it really is. Hey.
Break up with him.
Yeah, you got to break up with him. It's a year. He's using it to manipulate you. He has to either cut it out. And you really, if you really lay down the law with him, he'll cut it out. If he knows you're going to leave, if he keeps his crap up.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's just so unattractive and pussy.
Ooh,
to be,
true.
Isn't it? To be manipulating her that way.
How old's your current boyfriend?
He's 17. His
age. All right. Is he a good guy?
Yeah, he's. I love him like to death, but
yeah. Well,
just the trust thing is kind of.
He never done anything else, huh?
No.
He never actually cheated.
No.
All right, but let him talk about how his feelings were hurt and how bad that felt and whatnot. And if he wants to get it all off his chest, all you know, as much as he can, let him unload, and then that's it.
We've argued about this so many times.
Hey, all right. It's over. Then leave.
Let's just break up then. What are you idiots arguing about all the time? Some nothing that happened a year ago?
I love him.
All right.
I can't just break up with him.
There's a book out there.
Okay, listen, don't get pregnant.
There's a book out there called But I Love Him that talks about relationships in your age group.
Okay.
And how everyone says But I Love Him when in fact they're involved with people that are basically abusive.
He's not abusive.
Well, okay. He is being abusive with this particular issue.
What are you using for birth control?
Condom.
All right.
Keep that emergency contraceptive around.
All right.
1-888, not too late.
All right.
You can step over the border in California and get it without a prescription.
All right, baby. Take care of yourself. And just tell him to knock it off. And don't engage him in these arguments anymore.
All right.
Jesus
just
Christ.
Just ignore him or something?
Yes. Just shut him down. I mean, Jesus Christ, you didn't even do anything with the guy.
I know. At 7, you can imagine that would hurt. 16, right? It would hurt. She really was getting ready to take off with an 18-year-old. And he sees that potential in her. She has no dad. And, you know, he probably senses that something like that could happen.
Mm.
And he's a big...
Mm.
You know, he's got that energy.
Mm. Brian?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Brian. Hey, you're 16.
Yes, I am. I have a hilarious story about quicksand. Like, me and my friend went up to Lake Arrowhead, and every time we go up there, we go kayaking.
Right.
So, we grab the kayaks, whatever, and we're going to launch from the shore.
Okay.
And the water level is a little low because it was in winter, mm-hmm. and the water was pretty cold and stuff. And I don't like cold water, so I told him to go in first and put the boat in.
Right.
So... as soon as he gets about, 2-3 feet from shore, he steps in and he sinks down into his knees, just covered in quicksand, almost loses his sandals. It's hilarious.
That's mud.
That's river mud.
No, it was quicksand. It was sand. It wasn't mud. It was sand.
Very funny. Ha! All right. And how'd you save him?
I grabbed one of the oars and I handed one into him and I pulled him out and he had to fish around in there for a sandal for about 5-10 minutes.
Wow, so he almost died.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. I mean, when you got
to lose your sandal.
Yeah, I mean, when you almost lose a sandal and you go back to get them. That's what you call cheating death. So that's looking death square in the eye. And then going back for your sandals.
See, the problem with Brian is he was not exposed to the education of 70s television.
Yeah.
To understand the full impact of what true quicksand can do.
Yeah, no, it goes right up to your neck.
No, you just see the hat.
Yeah, the pit helmet.
Yeah.
Pit helmet.
The hat's
left. Floating there.
Yeah.
Let me make this a quick observation about kayaks. Never has a sport, if you want to call it that, been depicted more on TV in commercials. And in it sort of attached to this lifestyle that people might have.
Yeah.
And I don't know what percentage of people actually kayak. I personally know I've never kayaked, and I don't know anyone who's ever kayaked. But if you watch enough TV, you would probably think that about 60 to 70% of people kayak in America.
If you're young, yeah, and groovy.
Yeah, it's on every goddamn four-wheel drive commercial, every SUV commercial, every one of those Nissan Pathfinder commercials. Every commercial where someone's really living, when they're really living their life, there's a kayak somewhere. It's strapped to the roof. They're in it. The real hardcore guys are going down snow embankments with it, using the kayaks out in the ocean, riding waves with it.
Mm.
I just want to know, who actually does this? Is there that much kayaking going on? Or is it just over-depicted on television?
It's the same number that do the ass-kicking boxing.
What do you think's higher than real life? The amount of kayaking that's on TV as opposed to people who actually kayak, or the amount of heavy-set black female judges who don't take any crap on TV, as opposed to the actual amount of actual black female judges in real life.
Tough.
I'd say it's about 70% on TV, 2.5%, 3% in real life. What do you think? And kayaking, I'd say it's about a tie with kayak and black female heavyset judges who don't take any lip. Kevin?
Yeah.
You're 14.
Yeah. My problem is when I go out, like, on a date with my girlfriend, she keeps wanting to give me, like, oral sex, like, right there. Like, at first it was, like, really good. But, like, lately it's gotten really weird.
Yeah, that's rough.
How old is she?
I'm 14.
And how old is she?
Oh, she's 15.
Oh, boy.
And she gave you oral sex in the past successfully?
Yeah, like at my house and stuff. And then when I went over to her house, it was really good, too.
Yeah, and now it doesn't feel as good, or it's kind of a distraction?
Yeah, it's kind of really weird because it's like, it feels like really good out there, but it's like I'm afraid like somebody will come in or something.
It's because she wants to do it in these sort of dangerous situations, right?
Yeah.
Like kayaking?
Why don't I believe him?
No.
Hey, I don't believe him really.
I believe.
You know what? Hold on. I sort of believe him, but yet he's so squirrely sounding.
Squirrely and a little too at ease, a little sort of matter of fact.
A little blasé about the whole thing?
It's an unbelievable story.
Kevin?
Yeah.
How tall is your girlfriend?
She's same height as me.
Aha. So, 5'9". Wait, I tell you, we have the world's dumbest callers to show. I love when you ask them for a date, and then they pick the date. Well, it's right around the time graduated or Steve's birthday.
Steve, another reference.
But it's your height. So Kevin sounds about, what, 5'9"?
5'4".
Oh, 5'4". Yeah, he sounds younger. Hey, Kevin?
Yeah.
I know it's brutally obvious how tall you are by the sound of your voice, but how tall would that be?
I'm 5'8".
5'8". Yeah.
She's 5'8", too, at 4'15"?
Yeah, she's 15. Yeah. All right. And what was she wearing last time she gave you this, BJ?
Well, last time she was just wearing a sweatshirt and stuff. And she had these, like, really, really tight, like, short things on.
Okay. Hey, hold on a second. All right. That's the equivalent of a shifty glance. And really tight sweatshirt and things like that.
Short things.
Short things. That's the blinking and eye shifting that you see when people lie.
That's an unbelievable
with the voice.
Yeah. We don't believe you, Kevin.
Why not?
I don't know. You're too squirrely sounding. I know the sound of a guy who gets a lot of oral sex, and you ain't him. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice try.
You try it next time, though, all right?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Take care.
I like the way they accept it, too, when they accept defeat honorably. Okay.
I gotta tip my hat to the all the callers who have been busted on this show. Always, they're men of honor.
Gracious.
Very gracious in defeat.
Mm-hmm.
They, I really do appreciate that. I really do. All right, you want to take a break?
I do.
We'll be back. Hey, y'all, love line. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Incubus in here tomorrow night. Incubus wasn't in here that long ago, were they?
A year and a half ago.
Year and a half? Not a year?
2000, I heard. I asked that question.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, 2000, huh?
Yeah.
Must have been.
They weren't even Incubus yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Scott?
Yeah.
You're 19?
What's going on?
What's happening?
Well, Adam, I got a quick theory for both you and Drew, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with girls and birth control. I think, first of all, let me say that I think being a parent is probably the single biggest responsibility that one could have, and I'm sure you two both agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, I think...
Me, owning a horse is more important, a little more, because they're way more.
Right.
You got to take care of them.
Aside from that.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. Okay, well, besides owning a horse, the biggest responsibility.
Right.
Anyway, I think that girls should be required by law when they first start menstruating. Not that this will ever happen.
Menstruating.
But, required. What's that?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, they should be required by law to go on birth control. First of all, it would eliminate teen pregnancy. I think that, obviously, you guys encourage girls to go on birth control, so making it mandatory would just obviously...
Scott, you're not allowed to monkey with people's reproductive privileges and choices.
Yeah, I know, I know. Not that it would ever happen. But in the second part to the theory is that when they want to be parents, they should have to get a license for it. I mean, you need a license for the hot dog
Corner
in New York.
Not only that, think about this. You'd have to achieve a certain age before you're eligible for that license.
Yeah,
you have to be like 28 or 30, and then you can take the test.
Well, and it wouldn't be 28 or 30, but...
I would hope so, seriously.
You got to be 18 to vote and 21 to buy a six-pack. I mean, you're not considered mature enough to vote at 17? Do you know what I mean? Certainly.
I think you should just be like, someone should have to deem you a fit parent, someone fit to be a parent.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter the age. If you're deemed fit to be a parent, then go for it.
Yeah, well, thank you. Here's the long and the short of it, and we'll just get through this real fast. This society does not have a lot of trouble with explaining to people what they need to do and how they need to lead their lives.
In a lot of areas.
Many, 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 many areas. Just try to do some traveling and see what you run into and see how that works. Okay.
I'm looking forward to that tomorrow morning.
Anybody, try to pull a permit and do something to your house. Try to get a license for God knows what. We don't have any problem with that. But when it comes to reproductive rights, we get weird, really weird about it. And then it starts getting into that, all that sort of strange Orwellian, you can't play God kind of thing. Somehow the state is going to take control and we're going to be cranking out a bunch of, white, blue-eyed Aryan kids or something. There's crazy. People get really crazy when it comes to reproduction and anybody setting any standards at all regarding that. To me, it should be the number one thing that we set. I don't understand why we don't. Certainly just some minimums we could all agree on, and yet we won't. You know, I have a friend, I'll not use his name on the air, but he has a family that's troubled, a long history of too many people having too many kids, too young, and women out of wedlock, and man, you want to study a family, study this guy's family. He just told me that his 13-year-old niece is pregnant.
Yep, surprise.
And
that's
said
the family tradition.
I said, of course she is. Of course she is. Yeah. And she wants to keep the baby,
of
too.
Of course.
I said, of course. This is now. Now, here's my only thing. Just like some people are some families are predisposed to breast cancer or whatever kind of ailment that we keep an eye on. I mean, if your mother and grandmother and her grandmother and mother got breast cancer, then you as a young girl would be watched closely and checked on.
Mm-hmm.
And for your own good, by the way.
And by the way, might take tamoxifen or some sort of thing to decrease the risk.
That's right. I don't believe we have to do this with every family, but people that have a history of this, and you and I know from hosting the show that there's going to be a 13-year-old niece who's going to be knocked up. We could have predicted this when she was 9.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is
give her some Norplant.
Let's just focus a little time on her.
Yeah.
I'm not saying hold her down and drug her up. I'm saying you know what's coming. Act like it. Thank you. Let's talk to Whitney. Whitney?
Hello.
You're 15.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I got herpes not too long ago, and I was also raped when I was 8 years old.
Good times.
And, yeah, fun. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I remember now. Well, I was wondering about the fact of having kids, if I was going to ever be able to.
Why not?
And
absolutely. If you're having sex now, you're going to get pregnant soon, so...
Oh, no, I'm talking about, like, later on.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you're sexually active now. You'd be sure to use birth control. You will get pregnant.
Oh, yeah, I know that. But,
who raped you when you were 8?
My uncle.
Of course.
And what happened to him? Anything?
No, because mainly about 2 years ago, I ended up telling everybody.
Good.
And I was having, like, I forgot what bring it on. I got really upset one day, and I told my parents. And, you know, my mom kind of freaked out about it, and it was my dad's brother, so he didn't really know what to think.
Okay.
And then I had told my cousin Jamie at school, and she went and told my family, because she's on my dad's side.
Yeah.
And, like, the whole family came down on me, and they,
my dad's side didn't really, they just didn't want to have anything to do with me.
Yeah, well, this
that's,
is the,
that's
this
the
is
side
this
that produced Uncle
the rapist,
Joe.
Yeah, Uncle Rapo. Great. So
yeah,
what like, what ultimately happened? That was it?
Well, nothing really. My mom called the police, and I had my DARE officer from my school come over because I was more comfortable with talking to him. And so we tried to do whatever we could, you know, to get him punished for what he had done. But since it was in another state and it was so long ago, they couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah,
they even said that they tried to contact, you know, police in Las Vegas so that they could do stuff over there because we had no jurisdiction here.
Yeah. Is this guy living in Vegas?
Oh, no, he's living in Yuma.
Oh, okay.
Where I'm living right now.
Beautiful country.
Oh, yeah.
All right, baby. All right, listen, I'm sorry to hear all that.
Oh. But it's not going to affect your fertility, so don't worry about that.
And the herpes won't either.
No.
Yeah.
All right, but don't get pregnant. Now, you sound good. You sound good for someone who's been through a lot.
Yeah, I pretty much have.
Yeah, but the part of the good is that you've taken action and you've not been a victim. And that's a big part of being okay.
She sounds smart, too.
Yeah.
I never did figure out the whole DARE. I know it's like an acronym, but DARE to keep kids off drugs, it never worked right for me. It's no, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's get McGruff back in here and really start teaching
it's
lessons.
Nice that you had a relationship with that officer.
That's
call.
True. Yeah. All right. We'll be back.